Do you remember the picture of my son? It won a Pulitzer Prize. The picture of him lying dead on the sidewalk at Columbine High School. His name is Daniel. My name is Brian Rohrbaugh. Did you know that the roots of the Columbine murders started back in 1967 when our Colorado lawmakers passed a law that allowed a baby to be put to death because her father was a criminal? In one evil law, they changed our country from a culture of life to a culture of death. Since that day, 50 million babies in this country have been killed through abortion. Will you stand with me? Will you stand in the place of just one of these victims? Join me as Colorado Right to Life presents the annual March for Life at the State Capitol, Saturday, January 21st at 1:30 p.m. I will share with you a story that few know. Join me, because abortion is always wrong.
Warning, warning, it's truth of the head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob in your life.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, we'll get to the news of the day in a moment, including a Reuters report of a blind activist in China who's been beat twice by government goons, and he's under house arrest for exposing crimes in China. And he says that China is lawless, and I'll tell you what it is that he's exposed. It's a fascinating story. A court in Italy, a judge is going to address the issue of whether or not Jesus is real, whether he existed. And there is an atheist who is suing because he's saying that simply mentioning Jesus in any kind of government setting or schools is a violation of the law, since this atheist says that Jesus as a person did not even exist. Wow, huh? And we have in France, about 500 art experts have ranked. Now, we don't do bathroom humor on Bob and Yurt Live, but we'll have to do this story. In France, 500 art experts have ranked a urinal as the number one most significant influential work of modern art, ahead of works by Picasso and Andy Warhol. So we'll get to that. And more ramifications to Pat Robertson saying that Ariel Sharon's stroke in Israel might be punishment from God. What a shame that he said that. And we have ministers who have consecrated the meeting room in this at the Senate Hart Building in Washington, D.C., the meeting room where they're going to have the Alito hearings. So it'd be good, before consecrating the hearing room, it'd be good to look at all Samuel Alito's pro-abortion, late-term abortion decisions, including keeping legal partial birth abortion and no rights for wrongful death for an unborn child, all those decisions. Hopefully they looked at those before they started anointing with oil. And then lastly, I want to let you know, I'll be a little bit vague about this, but pro-life groups and euthanasia groups, they don't always work together, and sometimes they have somewhat different agendas. Now, the Right to Life groups are against abortion and against euthanasia, but then there are anti-euthanasia groups that don't always agree or see themselves as conservative Christians, and so they don't always work together. Well, we got a call today from a euthanasia group in Chicago, and they have plans to send out their research analyst to Denver. And what's prompted this is the euthanasia, the starving death of Dylan Walborn, and our website, dylanwalborn.com, which memorializes him. So we'll, as that solidifies, we'll let you know more about that. Now, before we get to any of these, oh, yes, and then the story in Vermont about the judge who's against punishment. And so he just had to sentence a man who pled guilty to raping a girl, 4 years of raping a girl, a young girl, beginning when she was 6 years old, ending when she was 10. And the judge said he really is against the idea of punishment, and so he sentenced the man to 60 days in jail. All right, so these are some of the things we want to talk about today. Our phone number, 800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Now let's go to Maryland, Lapata, Maryland. Jenny, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
It's going great. How are you? What's up?
I'm doing great.
What's
Happy
up?
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Hey, have you heard about this show that's coming out tonight on NBC, the Book of Daniel?
Daniel, about the Christian minister who pops pills and fantasizes he's talking to Jesus.
Yeah.
Another presentation of Christianity as derelict, incompetent, immoral.
Yeah,
from Hollywood.
They've actually banned it in a couple of cities. I think Terre Haute was one of them, and then it might have been Little Rock. But they had you could write letters through the American Family Council. But I didn't know if you knew specifics. I'd read a little more about this show, and just to warn, warn people out there, since you have a good audience following out there. But I mean, have you heard specifics? Apparently, he's a drug addict, and his wife's an alcoholic. He's got a homosexual Republican son. He's got a 16-year-old drug-dealing daughter, and apparently his secretary is having a lesbian affair with his sister-in-law.
Mm.
That's everything that show is wrapped up. That is, at least that's what I read on the synopsis of what the show is about on the website that I'd seen.
Yeah, in Hollywood, there was a movie made in Hollywood recently, and the screenplay dealt with Muslim terrorists. And they changed it. The producers changed it from Muslim terrorists to right wing Christians, and as though no one could possibly believe a plot dealing with Muslim terrorists. That just can't be. So it's got to be Christian terrorists.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Hollywood has a blatant anti-Christian agenda, and in our home. We don't watch network TV. We watch the news, we watch some sports, and we watch videos we get specifically for the kids, and we get some popular movies from cleanfilms.com.
Right.
So if there's a cuss word here and there, they edit it out.
Right.
So anyway, Jenny, thank you for the details. And, hey, on Judgment Day, make sure you don't forget any of those particulars.
Yeah, I definitely won't. Or the actors. There's a big name or semi big name in there, Aidan Quinn, who used to do movies, and he's the one starring as the priest. So yeah, I think they're gonna have a lot to answer for.
Yeah, well, the hostility from Hollywood toward the Christian community is blatant, and Christians, people who are maybe young Christians or somewhat naive of our culture, and they think, the network newscast, they're nice people, and the sitcoms, they're nice. Well, in the sitcoms, Christians are made to look like morons if they exist, and homosexuals are pillars of moral virtue.
Oh, yeah. They're the heroes.
Yeah.
Well, I live on the East Coast. I live in Maryland, but we're just about 30 minutes outside of Washington, D.C. So I live in an extremely liberal area infused with a lot of liberal mentality.
Yeah.
So, of course, here it will be airing. And, unfortunately, all I can say is I knew you'd probably heard about this, but I knew it was worthy of getting on the air.
Yes, thank you.
And knowing that, and I just encourage people, Christians, they have to stand up. The reason all this stuff is happening and all of these things are being allowed to be on is because we just sit idly by as everything just gets stripped away and all the morality that we stand for, we let it happen. So thank you, Bob, for standing up. And
Jenny, you're way out there on the East Coast, and Bob and you're live. We are in Colorado, and beginning in February, we'll have an affiliate in Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa, Ames, Iowa. That'll be neat. But I don't know if you have noticed the website, dylanwolborn.com.
Yes. Yeah, actually, I just saw it. I was on KGov today, and I actually just saw that.
Okay.
So I have 5-year-old twins, so I don't always get to listen to your show afterwards, but
yeah.
I try to keep up weekly.
All right. Well, thank you, Jenny, very much for tuning in, and God bless you.
Same to you, Bob. Take care.
Okay, appreciate that. All right, now for some of this news. Well, in France, it's just bizarre. There's a 76-year-old guy in France who's mad at a piece of artwork. He's mad at a piece of art. And it's weird. In fact, this guy has a history with this piece of art. It's about a 90-year-old piece of art. And what is it? Is it some classic? It's a urinal. It's an actual urinal, a porcelain urinal, and it's always on display in the museums in France and Paris. And this guy just took a – he attacked it with a hammer. And it doesn't – this article doesn't explain – this is an Associated Press article out today. It doesn't say what his motives are, but I assume that he's mad at his country for being obsessed with the toilet fixture. I imagine. And France, they're weird anyway. Isn't that the country where they put toilet water on themselves? Oh, that's perfume? Oh, sorry. But anyway, he attacked it with a hammer. And about 10 years ago, he attacked it again, only I'm not going to describe how he attacked it. But and they point out that a poll of 500 art experts in France ranked this urinal as the number one most influential work of modern art, above Picasso's, a couple of different Picasso's works, Andy Warhol, prints of Marilyn Monroe, Picasso's depiction of war's devastation to the French. You know what? Maybe they have a point here. Maybe this toilet fixture really is the best representation of modern art. Maybe they're right. They're all going down the toilet anyway, all these modern artists. I think I was too quick to judge the national opinion of the French art experts. So anyway, that's what's going on in France. And in China, this story from Reuters, a blind activist in China and his family have been placed under house arrest for 4 months so far. And he's been beaten by thugs. This is a Reuters story, so it's credible, although it's interesting. They use the word goons and thugs throughout the article. But what he did was he exposed forced abortions in his community on the east coast of China. And he is trying to let the world know that the Chinese government is still taking pregnant women. You know, they've outlawed siblings, generally speaking. For years, it was ruthless. And now, still, there's much, only one child per family is the rule in China. And so they've outlawed brothers and sisters. And so someone becomes pregnant and they don't have a permit. They're too young or too old, or they already have a child. And the local authorities will take that person by force to a hospital and compel them into an abortion. Forced abortions have been common in China for decades now. And Planned Parenthood has long supported China, given money to China's reproduction programs. And supposedly Planned Parenthood believes in pro-choice, which is a lie, of course. They're pro-abortion. They're not pro-choice. And if they were pro-choice, Planned Parenthood would be a leading voice condemning China for the countless forced abortions in that country. But rather than being a leading opponent of what China does, they've been a significant financial supporter to the tunes of many, many millions of dollars over the years from international Planned Parenthood to China. Okay, so this guy is 34 years old. And he's married, and they won't let him out, and they won't let his wife out. He says, China is lawless. They're worried I will expose more of their crimes. And so according to Reuters, the government has jammed his cell phone signal and blocked his home phone. And up to 30 people have been guarding his house in each shift around the clock. And they only allow his brother Chen to visit. Now, this guy's name is Chen Guangcheng. And his family is only eating the food brought by the goons to his house. That's a weird story, huh? And they've beaten him twice when he tried to leave his home. And though he was injured in the beatings, they would not allow him to go get medical treatment. And the goons, this is according to Reuters. I keep saying Reuters because it sounds like just a blog on the web, but this Reuters article says the goons once dragged Chen's 30-year-old wife, who gave birth to a girl last July, back into the house when she tried to go out. So he's a whistleblower in China and trying to remind the world that they are still forcing women to have abortions. And of course, here at Bob and Yurt Live, we have dear friends, Rich and Joe Holst in Indiana. And Joe, Xu Yan Zhou, is from China, and she was pregnant and abducted and brought to a hospital, locked into a room, given a pill to begin a forced abortion procedure, and she jumped from a second-floor window and almost died hitting the ground, was put on a ship, was unconscious across much of the Pacific, and was airlifted to a hospital in San Diego and spent 5 years in jail in America as an illegal immigrant. Is that unbelievable? 5 years during the Clinton years. And when she got out, thanks to one of our listeners who started an effort to free her, and she got out and went straight to Washington, D.C., testified in Congress. It was carried live on C-SPAN. On a Friday, that Saturday, the woman who helped win her freedom brought Xu Yan Zhou to one of our Bible seminars in Indianapolis. And at the during the seminar, over 100 people were there. We introduced her, told Zhou's story, and said that our government was still trying to deport her. And if there was any man there in the group who would want to marry her, come on out to dinner. Five guys came to dinner, and she picked one, and they married Richard Holst, my dear friends, Rich and Xu Yan Zhou, and they now have two beautiful children. We see them at least once a year. They come out to visit at Denver Bible Church, and perhaps we'll get them on the show soon because the story has prompted that recollection. So forced abortion in China, yeah, it's real. It's real, and you could hear about it from Xu Yan Zhou. All right, in Italy, there is an atheist who has been fighting to try to get the schools, newspapers, anything that has any kind of government influence on it to stop making references to Jesus, not only as a savior, but even as a human being. And he's an atheist, and a lot of atheists, you know, they see the creation, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, and they think the creation is the creator. And they think that we came from animals, and they might be strictly atheistic in their mindset. On the other hand, so many end up being almost occultic in their views. But this atheist is determined, he's trying to stop, to prevent the Italian government nationwide from allowing any reference or any kind of governmental influence to the person of Jesus. Dehumanizing Jesus, you know, it was centuries ago that there was the push to undeify Jesus by liberals saying he was not the creator, he is not the savior. And one of the people caught up in that was Thomas Jefferson, who wrote our Declaration of Independence, and he completely rejected the person of Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ was our creator, our savior, our Lord. And he came up with his own Jefferson Bible, where he cut out everything in the Gospels he didn't like and was the editor of the of God's Word, basically, Thomas Jefferson. So a lot of people have been seduced by that lie over the centuries, but now there is, and this is not the first time, there are those who are denying the historic Jesus, even though there's more evidence for the existence of Jesus than any other ancient figure. I mean, Jesus Christ, the history of the world turns on his birth and his life and his resurrection. I mean, Europe, if you recall, Turkey, Greece, Rome, Egypt, they believed in the Greek pantheon of gods and the Roman pantheon and Zeus or Jupiter. And the entire Mediterranean part of the globe, the Middle East, Asia Minor, was Christianized, with millions of people putting their faith in a man who was born in Bethlehem just decades and a century or so before their conversions. And so it's just bizarre. And there are how many thousands of manuscripts? Most are not entire manuscripts, but manuscripts of the New Testament extant to this day. And you have people who hate God so much that they not only deny the resurrection, but they also will deny even that Jesus existed as a person. That's the big lie, right? The bigger the lie, the easier it is for some people to swallow it. We have a video, if you do not believe that Christ rose from the dead, we have a video called Mount Moriah that we'll be happy to send to you for free. If you're an unbeliever, you could call us or write to us, Bob Enyart Live. Enyart is spelled E-N-Y-A-R-T. And I've done this talk show for 15 years, but also I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And while we talk about the news of the day from a Christian perspective, the goal is to get people to realize that there is a God. There is such a thing as right and wrong. Jesus Christ is the Savior that God had promised from the time of Adam and Eve. And that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And not only your life on this earth, but your eternal life, the most significant aspect of your life, your existence, will be whether you are an enemy or an ally of Jesus Christ. That's the most significant thing about your life. So if you are not convinced, if you think that the evidence for Christ's resurrection is not persuasive, then I encourage you to call us at 800-8-ENYART, 800-8-ENYART. That's 800-836-9278, 836-9278, and ask for a copy of our Mount Moriah DVD. We'll send that to you. Or you can write us at Bob Enyart Live, and the address is P.O. Box 583, Arvada, Colorado. Arvada is A-R-V-A-D-A. A-R-V is in victory, A-D-A, Colorado 80001. Okay. All right. So then we have, well, as we're going through the news here, Pat Robertson and his comments carried by the Associated Press yesterday that Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon was perhaps suffering from God's punishment, the stroke that the severe stroke that has hit him. He's in a medically induced coma now until Sunday. And Pat Robertson is saying, hey, this could be God's punishment. And it's just you know, God prefers fire from heaven, fire and brimstone. He prefers opening up the earth and sucking down the wicked alive into hell. I don't know that he gives people liver spots or ingrown toenails that are commonly healed by TV evangelists. Oh, no, wait, they never have healed a liver spot, have they? Why not? Why not heal liver spots? I mean, that's got to be pretty debilitating to some people. and ingrown toenails also. I've been waiting for one of those to be healed. Anyway, Pat Robertson, it's real tragic. Our Christian leaders, not all, but so many of them, have such a track record of making statements and then 2-3 days later backing down, retracting, issuing apologies. And the problem here is that it's not right to represent God, to attribute something to God that you don't know that God did. And so the entire body of Christ, virtually, as in tens of millions of Christians, will say, God did this, God did that, God did this. And when you don't have the authority from God to say that God did something, then you're acting on a hunch or a hope. And if you're wrong, you're misrepresenting God. And so it's wrong to do that. We should take God more seriously. You know, if you impersonate an officer, or if you are putting words in a politician's mouth or a celebrity's mouth, and then that person gets angry and they say, you misrepresented me, don't do that. Maybe you'll be sued for libel or slander. But when we misrepresent God and we said, God said to me, remember Dylan Walborn's grandmother, a Christian churchgoer, she said that God told her that Dylan would not live past 5 years old. And so she supported her daughter's decision to withhold food from little Dylan, a four-year-old boy who was starved to death because he was severely disabled with cerebral palsy. And he had more bad days than good days. And his parents decided they would withhold food and do a mercy killing. It's euthanasia. And the grandmother, because she was not strong on what God says in the Bible about our obligation to feed those who can't feed themselves, we have an obligation to feed those who cannot feed themselves. It's okay to let a dying person die, but Dylan was not dying. We would all die after 24 days of no food, for the most part. And so she went along with superstition. And she apparently was comfortable saying, well, God told me he would be dead, and his fifth birthday was coming up. So rather than quoting scripture, she was superstitious. And that's just absolutely tragic. And there was no one around the family, apparently, to warn them that it is wrong to starve to death a handicapped child, that it's wrong. So, and we'll get more to that story later. But now we're out of time. So, Pat Robertson, it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate to attribute things to God that when we're not authorized by the Lord to do so. Right? We're out of time. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, simply the best Christian school I've ever seen. Check them out. Maranatha at 72nd and Oak. And Denver Bible Church now meets right there at Maranatha. So come on out Sunday morning, Sunday evening to Maranatha.